At my birth, an aunt washed and wrapped me. Another tended to my mother, painting the red back on her lips, brushing her hair with ivory combs. A third went to the door to admit my father.
"A girl,"
my mother said to him, wrinkling her nose. But my father did not mind his daughters, who were sweet-tempered and golden as the first press of olives. Men and gods paid dearly for the chance to breed from their blood, and my father's treasure was said to rival that of the king of the gods himself. He placed his hands on my head in blessing.
"She will make a fair match," he said.
"How fair?"
my mother wanted to know. This might be consolation, if I could be traded for something better. My father considered, fingering the wisps of my hair, examining my eyes and the cut of my cheeks. "A prince, I think."
"A prince?"
my mother said.
"You do not mean a mortal."
The revulsion was plain on her face. Once when I was young, I asked what mortals looked like. My father said,
"You may say they are shaped like us, but only as the worm is shaped like the whale."
My mother had been simpler.
"Like savage bags of rotten flesh,"